U.S. officials have scheduled a news conference today, reportedly to announce a major crackdown on fraud at several currency trading firms. Published reports say some 47 people were arrested yesterday at offices throughout Manhattan and elsewhere. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
FBI agents swept through several offices in Lower Manhattan yesterday afternoon and began rounding up employees. Some of those arrested were put in handcuffs and led away into vans and cars. Among those said to have been apprehended were seven employees at the firm of Madison Dean and Associates in Lower Manhattan, but the firms targeted included some in other cities as well. One firm in Jersey City, New Jersey, was also said to have been raided. U.S. officials wouldn't say what those arrested will be charged with or even confirm the arrests, but several reports indicated that U.S. officials had launched an elaborate year-long sting operation that uncovered various instances of fraud and money laundering by people at more than a dozen firms. One report said some defendants had stolen more than $4 million out of their clients' individual retirement accounts. NBC News reported that some of the defendants had scammed retail investors by convincing them they were putting money into multi-million dollar exchange trades. Another report in the Wall Street Journal said the traders had bilked their own firms by creating phony losses and then splitting profits with associates at other companies. The Journal said some of these traders worked at major firms, including J.P. Morgan Chase and the Swiss bank UBS, but the Journal said many of the other firms involved were small companies that resembled boiler room operations. The arrests could shine a harsh spotlight on the currency trading business, which is one of the least regulated and least known corners of the financial markets. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.